Behold the Lamb of God that takest away the sin of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This declaration of recognition by John the Baptist is really at the heart of what we celebrate today as we honour the Epiphany of the Lord. Here is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Epiphany is two-poled. It's about the manifestation of God in Christ to the world and about the invitation to the recognition of that proclamation. In the Epiphany of the Lord, manifestation and recognition form a golden cord that draws us into the divine life itself, the divine exchange, as St. Gregory of Nazianzus calls it, that connection, that exchange, which on divine initiative, humanity comes to recognize and share in the divine life. Just as the single umbilical cord uniting the child in the womb to its mother has three conduits, so the Epiphany has three threads that, woven together, connect us to the divine life. We can trace this golden cord through the chronicles of the Nativity, and then the cord runs forward into Jesus' ministry of healing, of teaching, and of loving as it's woven together through the Gospels. So the first thread of Epiphany is one of transformation. Transformation like that of water into wine. John proclaims Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, a message of transformation, enabling the transformation of the brokenness of our sinful lives into the possibilities of his lively life, that deathless shall persevere, as the poet Francis Kindlemarsh puts it. This is the thread of what the angel revealed to Joseph, and you are to name him Jesus, a name which means God saves, for he will save his people from their sins. Salvation and transformation. The second thread of Epiphany is that of Jesus' baptism. John the Baptist, of course, is the one who baptizes him and testifies at that point to who Jesus is. We pick that cord up early in St. Luke's Gospel. John dances in his mother's womb in recognition of who Jesus is within the womb of Mary. He testifies at Jesus' baptism. The baptism of Jesus that gets considered later in this Epiphany season too is not just an action done to Jesus, but itself is a theophany, a revelation of the fullness of God. In the baptism of Jesus, we see the richness of the Holy Trinity revealed. The Father, who declares from the heavens the sonship of Jesus, the Christ, all bound in the power of the descending Holy Spirit. The baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist also enables us to see that Jesus is so much more than a prophet. As John the Evangelist sets it out in the opening verses of his gospel, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. There is absolute clarity. John is not the light. Jesus is the light. John is a prophet. Jesus is not a prophet. He is the one through whom time was made, yet was made in time. He is the Word who was from the beginning, the Word who was with God, the Word who was God. And there, in that thread of the baptism of Jesus, is God rising from the waters of the new creation. So we have transformation, baptism, and our third thread of Epiphany is manifestation, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, code for all the nations. That manifestation is what John's saying. Behold, here he is. He's manifest, Jesus, the Lamb of God. That thread we've seen running through the arrival of the shepherds at the manger, long before the Magi arrived from the east. We trace that thread running through the Gospels to those Greek visitors, Gentiles, representing the nations, who asked the disciples, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And of course, they are told most emphatically that to see Jesus fully is to see him in his body, incarnate, and giving that body on the cross to the life of the world, to give life to the world and to the whole created order. And that thread of manifestation ties into Thomas's recognition of the risen Christ as he declares, "Here he is." He doesn't say that, but he says, "My Lord and my God." He beholds and says, "My Lord and my God." So in one sentence from this morning's second reading, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There in that one phrase, John the Baptist encapsulates the Epiphany message in which golden threads of transformation, of baptism, of manifestation are woven together in a golden, unbreakable Trinitarian cord that unites us to our Creator, our Lord and our God. Now you might say, that's all very well. That sounds nice as you read the Bible and unfold it and explore it. But of course we know as Christian disciples that the gospel demands rather more of us, not simply cognition of the evidence, but a thorough searching and researching of who Jesus is that yields in recognition, recognition. John the Baptist's statement is a statement of recognition, and it's a statement so much more than that. It's one in which Jesus is recognized by John and then proclaimed by John. It is at once a statement of faith and of evangelization. It identifies Jesus as the one who comes to die for us, the sacrificial lamb and shepherd, the priest and the victim. Our Epiphany challenge then is to recognize the Epiphany threads woven into the fabric of our own lives, weaving us together as the body of Christ and uniting us to the Father. May we recognize Christ present in his world today, heralding the kingdom, and just as we do in the Eucharist, as bread and wine is laid before us, may we proclaim, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we may recognize Christ in his world and in our neighbor, that we may see him and know him as the Lamb of God who takes our sin away. We pray for all those who know the Christian story and yet have not come to recognize. We pray that their hearts and minds may be opened to the manifestation of the love of God in Christ. And we pray for all those earnestly seeking, for all on their spiritual journey. We pray that their hopes and desires may be found in Jesus the Christ. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature to the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Knit together in the body of Christ, we pray together the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
We stand to sing a thanksgiving hymn, hymn number 38, and we'll omit verse 3. During this, the collection will also be received. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.